Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Celebrities disappear from internet as China moves against fan culture.
Beijing wants to control what it calls badly behaved superstars, out of control superfans, and monopolistic big tech.
And cancellation in China, right, is really not like Hollywood style cancel. You are banned for life from working in Chinese entertainment.
It has criticized effeminate men on screen and has sought to curb an obsessive fan culture.
He apologized. It was too late. He was gone in 4 hours.
This is Vice News Reports. I'm Jen Kinney.
And I'm Viola Zhou. I'm a staff writer with Vice World News.
Hey, Viola.
Hello.
So you're in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, it's morning time here.
Thanks for getting up early to talk.
Yeah, no problem.
So I believe you're here to tell me about a TV show.
Yeah. So it's called Word of Honor. I watched this series a few months ago and I've since shamelessly become a fan.
Shamelessly. Okay, so what's it about?
So the story takes place in this like supernatural world, and it's about two martial arts masters, and they are both beautiful young men with long flowing hair, and one of them is very flirtatious. And he always quotes ancient Chinese poems. The other is a former assassin who doesn't want to kill any people anymore. He's sort of serious. And these two men, they just have this series of chance encounters. Like, they just keep bumping into each other, and then they end up traveling together and developing this really, really close bond. They even raise an apprentice together, kind of like raising a child together.
Mm.
They kind of fell in love in the story, but also like kind of not.
What do you mean kind of fell in love but kind of not?
This is the kind of show called boys love drama. These are stories written by women and primarily for female audiences, but they are about homoerotic relationships between men.
Mm-hmm.
They are hugely popular in East Asia and globally as well. Acting in boys' love drama is almost a guarantee for success. These are hugely lucrative. In the beginning of this year, there were at least 8 shows like that in production in China. But in the context of China, because homosexuality is not allowed to be shown on TV and on mainstream web platforms, so the producers have to do it in a very sneaky way. So in every boy's love drama, there is so much like lingering eye contact, because this is the safest way to kind of express love without more explicit actions, without kissing, without hugging. Like, it sounds very innocent, and then it drags on for like 10 seconds, and then you really feel it.
Yeah.
So I've never watched any boys' love drama before, and I wanted to report on this trend, so I started to watch Word of Honor. It's aired on this Chinese streaming service called Youku in the beginning of 2021.
It soon became a surprise hit, dominating social media trends.
And tons of people were like following it together as each episode was being released.
the show has gained 80 million views in total and has been translated into 6 languages.
And I really came to this show with a reporter's mentality. I came home one day and I opened my laptop. I turned on double speed because I just wanted to go through the plot as fast as possible. I even had a kind of a notepad next to me. And when I see like hints, subtle hints to this gay love, I would like drop down, oh, okay, there's eye contact, check. And then there is like Asian poem, check. But when I got into kind of like the fifth episode, I was like, wow, I was like really into the story myself. And I gradually went from like double speed to 1.5. And then later I started to watch at the original speed and then just like follow it with the other fans. And in the sixth episode, there's this very strange scene. So the two characters, they were fighting with some like ghost-like figures in a temple. And one character, the serious one, he was bitten by a ghost. And there was like poison in his wound.
周先生, 你功力再好,
and afterwards, after they get rid of the ghost, they are like taking a rest next to this very beautiful lake. And one character, the flirtatious one, starts to suck the blood out of the other man's wounds, kind of to cure him.
You told me about this scene, and so I went and watched this episode, and I think it even slows down. It goes into slow motion while he's, you know, got his lips on the other man's back, and, you know, it really went full melodrama at this moment.
I mean, it's not like kissing, but like, it's so obvious. Most people, when they were like watching that in China, when your expectation is so low, you see anything physical, it's like already gets you excited. Mm. Not to mention like sucking blood. I was like, how did that pass censorship? Because you know the Chinese government censors whatever that goes on the television.
Right.
So like when producers, they want to release a show, they have to submit the show or movie or TV series to like a censorship body in China. There are multiple agencies in charge of censorship, and they will kind of have a panel to watch it and then to like approve it for release, basically. There are some official written down rules from agencies like the TV watchdog. Is called the State Administration of Radio, Film, and Television. And then ones that are more implied, not written down, but known among the industries. Obviously, criticism of the government, you can never show that. You have to show unity among ethnic groups. You cannot show superstitious content. An example is reincarnation. So broadly, homosexuality is banned. But what counts as homosexual? Is that kissing? Is that hugging? Is that holding hands? Or is that like sucking poison out of someone's wounds?
Right.
It's not written down. And sometimes it could be really arbitrary. Usually it takes something to be censored for kind of the rest of the industry to realize, oh, okay, that's where the line lies now. And then everyone started to follow that rule. Because they know censors can come at any time and then wipe this whole thing out. So in order to show the romance, producers, they have to drop all these hints without actually like saying they are in a relationship.
So like, what's an example from Word of Honor?
There's this scene where like one actor got some blood on his sleeve.
我知道了，你是童男子。
And the other one used his sword to cut the sleeve off for him. For people outside of China, you may not think it's something special. But this cutting sleeve reference is from this historical story from more than 2,000 years ago, where an emperor was sleeping side by side with his lover. And when the emperor woke up, he didn't want to wake up his lover as well. So he used his sword to cut off the sleeve of his lover. And that story made like cutting sleeve kind of a reference to homosexuality. And pretty much everyone in China understands that. So I really felt like the producers and the scriptwriter were making an effort to give you smart hints that you are watching a very touching love story.
So they're really playing with this line. Like the producers of the show are getting as close as they can to the boundary created by censorship, but they're trying not to step over it.
Exactly. It takes a lot of creativity. But it's really the fans pushing the boundary. Fans, they're so organized. They create like fan clubs, they create huge online communities. They can like raise money, they put up billboards in Chinese cities just to promote an idol. And sometimes they can get quite subversive because you don't see kissing, you don't see making out in the show itself, but you do see them in fan arts. So they will do like video editing to kind of like make their own stories. Like in World of Honor, I even saw some fans, they managed to create a full-on sex scene just by putting clips from the drama together.
Wow.
And to generate this new, much more erotic video.
So who are these very dedicated fans? Who's making this content? Who's watching this show?
Most of them are young women. And many of them told me that it's very enjoyable to see more gentle, effeminate men on TV. And it's a nice break from the usual kind of like macho men or like people who mansplain a lot. Because in most of those stories, the male characters and the female characters, they all follow a lot of stereotypes. And usually it's the female taking a subordinate role. But in boys' love dramas, you don't have that. And you can kind of get an escape from the stereotypical portrayal of women. So these shows became so popular, and the actors who play those beautiful men, they became like A-list stars in China. They got all the top sponsorships. They were representing like global luxury brands. Until some of them started to disappear off the internet because the government started to crack down on celebrities and fandoms.
The censors come for boys' love dramas after the break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit YahooFinance.com, the number one financial destination, YahooFinance.com.
So, Viola, we've been talking about this TV show, Word of Honor, and this bigger genre of TV show in China and Asia called boys' love dramas. And before the break, you were telling me that some of these shows have started to disappear.
Yeah.
What do you know about the start of this crackdown? What precipitated it?
So part of what sparked the crackdown was an incident related to an idol survival competition. So it's like a bunch of young star-to-be, and they would like compete in a show, and then like seven of them would join a girls' band or boys' band. So a milk company was sponsoring the show, and then they told viewers that you will get extra votes if you buy these milk products. And like every bottle or every box came with a QR code you can scan and vote.
So people are buying up all these dairy products so that they can vote on this show.
Yeah. So like fan clubs, they are like super organized.
These fan clubs even try to raise money to buy milk.
They started to raise money. They bought like millions of milk products,
knowing they couldn't drink it all.
But a video of some fans actually like pouring out the milk went viral, and the media seized on it as an example of wasteful and chaotic fan culture.
The scandal immediately drew fire from the authorities.
And then that is part of what sparked the entire crackdown.
On Tuesday, Beijing's Radio and Television Bureau ordered iQIYI to suspend the show.
So starting in June 2021, the government announced a broad campaign called Cleaning Up, Correcting the Fan Circle Chaos.
The government has decided to step in and clamp down on what they describe as chaos.
And the official decree was that fan culture is getting too chaotic, and the government needed to step in to control it.
Authorities have banned activities which encourage fans to spend money on their favorite stars.
So fans are getting too obsessive, they are getting too good at self-organizing, and the content of TV shows, of movies, of these web dramas, they are going too far. They're no longer good for the development of China's younger generations.
The nation's top internet regulator also targeting celebrity fan clubs, state media comparing them to cults susceptible to the influence of hostile foreign forces.
So the government got rid of all such like competitions that involved viewer voting. And they got rid of online celebrity popularity rankings because fans were spending too much time and money just to trying to like boost online traffic around their idols. Many prominent LGBTQ accounts were shut down this year. And they called for a boycott of more effeminate men. In Chinese, we call them like sissy pen celebrities. It's a term that's like a derogatory term that's used to refer to effeminate men. In recent years, female fans in China, they have embraced a lot of male celebrities that have a more gender-neutral look. So men who wear makeup and then have delicate features. But the Chinese government, they have a certain vision for the young generation. They should grow up to be intelligent, they should be hardworking, they should have stable families, and with all these, they will help make China a strong economic and political power. And now the government says these type of effeminate men, they are misleading Chinese youth. They are not really in line with the ideal nationalistic and patriarchal masculine image that the state wants to promote. So people started to speculate that there's a bigger crackdown coming. And in September, the regulator made it clear in one of their notice that this whole boys' love drama should not be tolerated. It should be boycotted. There were other Chinese boys' love dramas that were supposed to premiere this year, and then they just never came out. So that's a very clear signal that we will not see any more Chinese boys' love drama, at least in the short term.
So what does this mean for Word of Honor?
Word of Honor, thankfully, it had already come out. So Word of Honor wasn't affected by this whole crackdown until one of the stars, Zhang Zhehan, the guy who got the poison sucked out of his bag, he was deleted.
He was famous for 4 months after the drama ended, and then he got promptly erased from Chinese entertainment.
So every TV show, every piece of his music, one by one started to disappear off the Chinese internet, including Word of Honor.
Why was Zhang Zhehan targeted?
So one day in August, some social media users just found some old photos of him, showing him in Japan, and he was posing under these cherry blossoms. But some users pointed out that the background was actually this controversial shrine in Japan called Yasukuni Shrine.
Yasukuni Shrine in Tokyo.
So Yasukuni Shrine is a very controversial topic in East Asia because it honors some war criminals, people who carried out the Japanese invasion into China during the Second World War. Like, it became a huge deal.
Chinese actor Zhang Zhehan pays heavy price by posing at Japan's notorious Yasukuni Shrine.
Zhang Zhehan came out, he apologized on his social media account, saying like, sorry, I was not aware of this. I wasn't going to actually pay tribute to the shrine. It's just, I just happened to be there.
He apologized. It was too late. He was gone in 4 hours.
And that obviously didn't satisfy Chinese nationalists and state media. So nationalists started coming out and saying the actor really offended the entire Chinese nation and that he shouldn't have a place in Chinese entertainment. So the social media companies and streaming sites, they're not stupid. They see the state media were criticizing Zhang Zhehan, and then they know they shouldn't have this guy on their platforms anymore. So they start to take down Zhang Zhehan's social media accounts.
As a result of those photos surfacing, more than 20 brands which he endorsed announced that they would end their partnership with him.
His account just like disappeared from Weibo, from Douyin, which is China's TikTok. And slowly, all the shows he had been the lead in started to be taken down one by one.
So the question is Zhang Zhehan cancelled? I think quite simply the answer is yes.
Including Word of Honor, his biggest hits. So at this moment, the show is no longer available in China. Now if I search Word of Honor on Bilibili, the only videos I saw are state media news broadcasts of condemning the actor Zhang Zhehan.
I feel like we talk all the time in the U.S. about, you know, celebrities getting canceled, and usually that just means people send them mean tweets for a couple of weeks. But, like, you're saying he crossed the Chinese government and now his movies are gone. All the shows that he's been in are gone.
Yeah, because in the U.S., if someone is canceled, he's criticized by a lot of people. Maybe it will be hard for him to find future jobs. But in China, it's really this top-down process because all the companies, entertainment companies, tech companies, they need to follow the same set of rules made by the government. And when the government decides that this person is a so-called tainted celebrity, there's a dominoes effect. Everyone tries to show that they are following the official decree so he can be completely erased from the internet.
Wow. Is Zhang Zhehan the only celebrity that this happened to, or is this happening elsewhere?
It's not totally rare. It also happened to this other, even more famous celebrity, Zhao Wei. She's also known as Vicky Zhao. She's this very beloved actress, like one of the most well-known people in China. She's starring a classic Chinese drama called My Fair Princess.
One of China's highest paid household names. At least, she was.
But like one day, she also disappeared off the Chinese internet. My Fair Princess, this show everyone knows, was also taken down.
Like, literally, she is the titular fair princess, and her name is no longer on the cast list.
We don't know exactly what she did to get on the bad side of the government. So it's still a mystery. With Vicky Zhao, they're really sending a message to the famous, not only celebrities, but other prominent figures in society as well, that they are not above reproach.
I've been seeing news about this like bigger environment happening in China right now of political and economic crackdowns, the government increasing oversight of private companies that they see as having amassed too much power during this period of economic development.
China is cracking down on some of its largest companies, wiping hundreds of billions of dollars off their market value.
So is all of that related to these celebrity crackdowns?
So overall in China, the government is trying to tighten up control in, across different industries. The overall theme is to reduce financial risk, to reduce the control of private businesses, to kind of enforce rules Beijing thinks are good for the development of the country. And I think the crackdown on celebrity culture is also a part of this in the sense that the Chinese government, they don't see entertainment stars as like private businesses or individuals who are just making money. They expect entertainment stars to be the so-called like art workers who are supposed to set role models for the rest of the population in terms of upholding socialist values. And this extends to both the celebrities themselves and their fan groups. Part of the crackdown could also be related to fan groups' ability for political activism and collective actions, which the Chinese government is always sort of worried about.
What do you mean?
We saw this potential in the milk buying case. We saw fan groups able to organize themselves and do collective actions. Sometimes it's for patriotic causes, but sometimes it can deviate from the government's desires. So after Zhang Zhihan was cancelled, and when other celebrities got cancelled as well, often their fan groups also disappear.
So what happened to the fan communities that you had been talking to and hanging out in as you watched Word of Honor?
Yeah, members of the fan club, they already had this vague sense that this community will disappear in a few days. So I opened the Weibo page of the Word of Honor fan club, and I saw like hundreds of goodbye messages. I took some screenshots. One person said, "I don't want it to end. I still cannot get out of it. I don't understand how much of a crime someone has to commit to be completely erased from the internet." It was a very emotional moment for me as well. It's just like seeing like something you once loved going to be erased. So we are already seeing streaming platforms shifting focus to safer shows, such as patriotic military-themed dramas and just love stories between men and women. So I guess like some audiences, they have just to cope with heterosexual romance.
Yeah.
After a few months hanging out with Chinese fans, I'm really impressed by their creativity and their power. Young people everywhere, they're constantly seeking new spaces. And even in China, they have been able to stay one step ahead of regulators. So I believe in them. I believe they will be able to invent some new things that may surprise us, even within a limited space.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Special thanks to Viola Zhou for reporting this piece in collaboration with Ko Yu. Thanks also to Alan Wong, managing editor for Vice in Asia Pacific. And a very special thanks to Viola's flatmate, Wiki, a longtime fangirl. Vice News Reports is produced by Jesse Alejandro Cottrell, Sophie Casas, Jen Kinney, Janice Yamoka, Julia Nutter, and Sarah Cavedo. Our senior producers are Ashley Cleek and Adiza Egan. Our associate producers are Steph Brown, Sam Egan, and Adriana Rodriguez. Sound design and music composition by Steve Bone, Pran Bandy, Natasha Jacobs, and Kyle Murdoch. Our executive producer and VP of Vice Audio is Kate Osborne. Janet Lee is senior production manager for Vice Audio. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasulka. Our theme music is by Steve Bone. Our regular host is Arielle Duem-Ross. I'm Jen Kinney. I know we say this all the time on podcasts, but really it does help if you rate and review the show. It helps people find us. Vice News Reports drops every Thursday, so be sure to check in next week.